episode 199, Nutrition Hacks to Get on Track.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. Come on in. Are you ready for some good food? Okay, we're not going to be eating because it's kind of hard to eat virtually, but we're going to be talking about nutrition hacks. And you know what? You are just amazing. And the questions I get from you all, I really take to heart. And so this one comes from a variety of questions, both from my clients, from you all, and I really wanted to talk about how you can get back on track through your nutrition. Because a lot of people are like, gosh, what do I do? And you probably have heard of the saying, abs are made in the kitchen. Well, to an extent, yes, they are. Now, there's always exceptions to that rule. If you are a very high athlete, an intense high athlete, we're not talking about a woman who's just exercising every day just to maintain her muscle mass and to get stronger and leaner. That's not what we're talking about. If you're a high athlete, oh no, it's not, abs just aren't made in the kitchen. There are things that you need to do specifically, but that's usually far and few between of the ones who are listening right now, okay? If you are that, contact me and I would be happy to help you in that arena. But this is for what I call just your practical nutrition hacks to get back on track. It is overwhelming. Life is overwhelming. We are in the busiest part of life, being a mom, being a woman, trying to maintain a balance of work and home and separate them, in which you know that doesn't work, right? We can never be 100% balanced, but you can begin to create harmony. You can begin to create what you need in your body to respond appropriately. Think about it. When you are eating, okay, you're feeding not just your whole body, okay, and how it functions, but you're also feeding a very, very, very important organ, the brain. That's important. If you are depleting your nutrients, that's just taking things away from the person that you're supposed to be. Part of my tornado was coming to grips with that. Part of me losing weight was the result of getting healthy. Why? Because I could be more alert to my children. I was more on task. Now, I'm a very high energy person, so really it wasn't a problem. The thing is now I can do even more, which is crazy. So these nutrition hacks to get on track, they are going to help you today. But before we jump in, hey, if you just found me, welcome. I am so excited you're here. You know where to find me, okay? You know where to find me here on iTunes. And if you are enjoying what you're listening to, I would be highly honored and so privileged if you would go and hit that subscribe button in iTunes. Therefore, you will never miss an episode. And also, while you're there, leave a ratings and review. It's those little stars. You can do 1 to 5. Be honest about it. Whatever you want to leave, and then leave me a little note. I read those notes because I do care about you all. I'm here to serve you, and that's ultimately my job. Okay, now, enough chit-chat about that. Let's get on to our nutrition hacks. A lot of times, people come to me and say, gosh, Christiane, how do I begin? Where do I start? I am like, I've got 4 children. I am coming and going. They're in activities. I've got still one and sort of one in diapers. One definitely in diapers. One's almost out of diapers. And then I've got one that's going into kindergarten. And then I have an elementary. So they're like, where do I go? How do I even begin to make a subtle change? How do I begin to eat right? Because I am so messed up. Well, I'm telling you right now, it's okay to be messed up because you can always get better, right? Right. I was messed up. In fact, I lived with my messed up body for years, and I did not know that I was so messed up. To this day, my mom had told me stories that when I was first born, I would cry, hours upon hours, trying to, you know, just when I ate or when I didn't eat, I would cry. It had nothing to do with sleep. I was in pain. They tried so many different formulas. And way back, you know, when, and we're talking olden days here, they didn't have as many different formulas. I was not a breastfed baby. My mom could not do that. And so I had to be a formula-fed baby. And to this day, well, not to this day, but when my tornado hit, which was about 5 years ago in 2010, I had issues all the time with my nutrition, with my body, how I reacted. Little did I know that truly I was killing myself with the food that I was eating. So nutrition, oh yes, is it important? By all means, it is a priority, okay? Your fitness for your health, you being ultimately healthy, does begin in the kitchen, whether you want those abs or not. Okay, so let's chat about nutrition hacks. Time, and it's too complicated. Those are the two barriers that come up all the time. Time. Time is the number one. I just don't have time. Even if you were to add another 8 to 10 hours in your day, guess what? You still would not have time, because until we make something a priority, until we actually recognize what we need to do and acknowledge that this is the direction that we're going, then you know what? We're never going to have time. So keep that in mind. Too complicated. Oh my goodness. Anything can be complicated. The way we complicate things, though, is not setting yourself up for success. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to stay clear of overwhelm, and I want you to induce success. Okay, stay clear of the overwhelm and induce success. This is going to help you, okay, keep it simple, all right? We're all about simplicity here, right? The KISS, the keep it simple strategy. And so this is where it all comes in. Are you ready? Here we go. Number one nutrition hack is know what you're currently eating. Do you really know what you ate? If I asked you right now as you're sipping your wonderful tea, if I asked you, what did you have for dinner 3 nights ago? You're probably going to have to stop and really think about that, right? Yes, because you don't know exactly what you're eating. If you work outside of the home, what is your typical lunch at work? Do you actually take a lunch, or do you work through your lunch and piece throughout the day? Or is your lunch just whatever happens to be in the employee break room? Think about it. You can't change what you don't or won't acknowledge. How are you going to know this? Guess what? You start with the number one thing to know what you're currently eating is you got to journal. You got to write it down. Now, I prefer that you physically write it down. Why? Because you can grab it. You can physically see it. It's quick and easy. Leave a notebook in the kitchen. Why? That's where your food is stored, okay? Don't put it in your bedroom. Don't put it in your purse. Put it on the kitchen counter. This is the one time I'm telling you to clutter your kitchen counter with something. It's your notebook, pieces of paper, whatever you have, okay? Right now I'm recording this and you've got back to school supply specials going on. You can get a notebook, a simple ring notebook for 10 cents. Go out and grab just one. And maybe your kids have an old one or you have something laying around, then grab it. You do not need to go out and spend $14, $15, $30, $40 on a journal. Now, if you have something and you're like, this is a lifestyle, I've been praying about this, I'm going to start this, then great. Take that journal and let this be your first step, okay? So note, number one, know what you're currently eating. You have to journal it. You got to write it down. Now, if you're like, Christiane, I don't write, then put it in your phone. Put it in your iPad, whatever your technology is that you love. If you have Evernote, whatever it is, write it down, type it out, or even text it to yourself, okay? Or if you're like, well, I can't text it to myself. Well, that's true. You can't text it to yourself. Put it in your notes. Okay, leave yourself a voice memo. But I'm telling you right now, writing it down, pen to paper or pencil to paper, or even grab the Crayola to the paper is best. It truly, truly is, because your mind interprets it differently than you physically just typing out letters. It's kind of weird how our brain works, but that's how it does. Number two, your first step is, guess what? You already have it. This is the big, huge first step as into the food portion of it. It's free. You already have it. Are you ready for it? Really? Drink water. Yes. You need to drink more water. It's amazing how many of us human beings walking this planet are dehydrated. We think we're hungry, but in actuality, we are thirsty. And when you are actually becoming dehydrated, meaning lacking water, you're already in a critical stage. Not that you're going to die, but your body is already saying, oh, so what does it do when you put your body into a critical stage? It protects itself because God made it that way. And it says, I'm going to hold every bit of water that you have and I'm not going to let it go. So therefore, guess what? And yes, I'm going to say it. You're going to urinate less. And your urination, the color of it. Oh, yes, I know. If I'm making you sick, then just close your ears for 2 seconds. Is going to be darker in color. You don't want that. Okay, it is so vital to truly giving your body optimal health is you must drink water. And guess what? For most of us as a whole, it is free. You're already paying for it. You already have it. So begin there. Now, you're saying, well, how much water do I need to drink? Number one, if you are wanting to truly be healthy, you're somewhat working out, you have intentional movement. Okay, that's what I like to call it, intentional movement. Because some of us move. Our jobs, we're following children, but it's the intentional part, actually doing it as a form of workout or fitness or training, whatever word you want to give it, okay? Then that's intentional movement. That's what I'm talking about, not just chasing around your children, okay? That should be just every day. That's bonus, okay? So if you are doing 1, 2, maybe 3 times a week, and you've kind of been in this healthy living, but you've kind of fallen off a little bit, then your goal is to drink half your body weight in ounces. So for example, if you weigh 120 pounds, half of that is 60. So you need to be drinking a minimum of 60 ounces of water, okay? Minimum, all right? Now, if you are working out 4, 5, 6 times or more a week, which see, that's where I fall into in that category, because I don't strength train necessarily all the time, but I do a lot of different trainings throughout the week. And I actually do my intentional movement is walking sometimes. And that is considered intentional movement, not just when I'm, you know, following the kids around or grocery shopping or going to the mall or whatever. No, intentional movement means I'm walking, whether I'm outside, walking the neighborhood, or I'm on my treadmill, or my elliptical, I'm on my bike, okay? That is all intentional movement. So if you're doing this and you're actually training 4, 5, or 6 times or more, even that 7 times a week, okay, daily, then you can ultimately be drinking half your body weight in ounces. Then half of that added to the half. So it's half plus half of the half. Did you get that? So let's go back to our 120 pounds example because it's easy. 120 pounds, half of that is what? 60 pounds, okay? So you are 60 pounds. Yes, it's 60 pounds, but it's 60 ounces of water. Half of that 60 is 30, correct? So you need to add 60 ounces plus your 30 ounces, and that's 90 ounces, okay? Now, if you are a hard athlete and you are lifting a ton, I want to challenge you to be drinking 1 gallon to 1.5 gallons of water a day, seriously, okay? If you are really putting that type of strain and you are building lean muscle, then you need to be drinking about 1 gallon to 1.5 gallons of water a day, okay? That's what I do. That's very important for your body. Why? Number one, the more you hydrate your body, the more you will release that, okay? So that means, guess what? Your urination, the color of it, is not going to be as dark. It's going to become more of a lemony color, okay? So very diluted. That's good urination in color, okay? All right, and mind you, I am not a medical physician, So I am not giving you medical advice. I am telling you from a nutritional standpoint of view. Always check with your medical provider or physician if you have any questions, because your body is different. It's very unique. So you need to do what works for you. You might be on medications that sometimes you can't have a certain amount of fluids. That all plays a part. So be sure to consult your medical provider and physician. Okay. If you are like, I have never drank water before, my intake is coffee. I drink some soda. I might have, well, I don't know, maybe another soda. And, well, maybe I have some juice and then a cocktail. If that is your intake of fluids, then you need to start slow. And stick with me here. I know we're going long, but this is so important. You need to start slow. And so aim to drink, okay, just one glass of water before eating, okay? One glass of water before eating. A lot of times you're like, oh gosh, I'm dying of hunger. First drink, that's fine, but then you can eat and still drink with your meal. But have that one full glass of water before you eat your meal. So if you're eating at least two times a day, maybe you're snacking too, and that goes for snacking, drink a full glass of water before you eat. That will help you. Okay, those are your three first steps. They're free. All you have to do is what? Do them. And guess what? It goes back to number one. Know what you're currently doing, what you're eating. That means journal it. Write down how much water. Take it slow. If it's if you have never done this before and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do, then go out and buy water bottles, okay, and number them. I'm not talking about the expensive ones that you refill yourself. I'm talking about the disposable ones. You can buy them on sale. They're very inexpensive. Take a permanent magic marker and write on it 1, 2, 3, 4, however many that you need to be drinking on your ounces. If you're just starting out, maybe you need to be just aiming for 2 water bottles a day. If you don't drink any water, you need to aim for 1 a day. Seriously, okay? So you can number those, and that helps you keep track. If you're drinking gallons of water, get a gallon jug, okay, of water. You can buy it for the first time. You can buy it for a buck, mostly anywhere, and take that. If not, rinse out one, wash one. Have, if you have a like a pitcher, you can also fill it that way. And then that helps you keep track. So you don't actually have to write down every single time. That's how I do it. It's just easier that way when I'm drinking so much water. Okay, we got to jump to number three. Take your smacky, snacky foods and infuse real foods. Okay? Make those your food of choice. So your smacky, snacky foods, that's where it gets us. You're hungry and you just go for what? Most of the stuff is processed. Go for real foods. Go for your real proteins, your real fruits, your real vegetables. Snack on those. Find something that tastes good to you. If you like a crunch, celery, cucumbers, okay? You can add hummus on that. You can also do, what is awesome to do, is use your cucumbers or even your celery. You could do broccoli, but broccoli to me isn't a crunch of a broccoli, okay? It doesn't crunch for me. I have to chew it, but I don't get that potato chip crunch. Man, my cucumbers, I get that crunch. So you can put like salami or turkey or something like that with a thin slice of cheese, and you can have basically cheese and crackers. But guess what? You've taken out the processed stuff, which is what? The crackers. Okay, that's putting in things your body. It's also changing your taste buds. So that's what you're getting away from. So take your smacky, snacky foods and infuse real foods. Yum! All right? You're like, gosh, I'm doing that first. Yes, you are. Then step number four is you're going to replace one of your bigger meals a day with real foods. So eating your lunch or your dinner, you want one of those meals to be real food. For example, chicken with sweet potato and green beans. Yum, yum, yum. Did you hear me mention bread? No, no, no. Okay? You want real foods the way God created them to be. That's what you want to eat. Okay? Now, there's extra exceptions in all of this, but we're not going to get to that right now. This is starting with the basics, nutrition hacks to get back on track. Okay? All right. So you've got, know what you're currently doing. You're going to journal it. Number two, your first thing with food as a whole is what? Drink water. Number three, your smacky, snacky foods are add what? add real foods to it. Infuse real foods into those. Take, you know, put the other, those cookie things that you think are so sweet, grab an apple instead. Okay? Grab pineapple. Okay? Oh, yum, yum, yum. I'm getting hungry. Okay? And then number four, replace one of your bigger meals with real foods like your chicken, sweet potato, and green beans. Number five. And this number five really is basically repeating number four. You're going to add other meals as you begin to meal plan and prep. So as you begin to make this shift, what's going to happen is you're going to get into a rhythm. You're going to begin to create a new habit. That new habit is what? I'm going to want these better foods. I kind of like the way they taste. So when you're doing that and you're ready to do that, then you can begin to add other meals. So maybe you're having two of your three or four meals as real foods. Then three meals of your four or five foods or five meals are real, real foods. Okay. All of my meals that I eat a day, and believe it or not, I'm eating six meals a day. Yes, I know that sounds crazy. Maybe one of these days I will do a full thing on exactly what I do personally and how I am beginning to lean out and develop this extraordinary amount of muscle and power within my body. It's absolutely awesome how it's changing, even though I've had five babies. And so, however, really where it's taking you is you need to first focus on what I consider the basics, and that's where we're focused on, okay? I don't want to complicate it because it can get complicated. If you're wanting more information, you can always go to createyournow.com if you haven't, and I have a meal plan right there for you. It gives you great basic suggestions, okay? The more you begin to eat the real foods, the better your body will begin to operate and perform for you. That's what you want to be able to do. Ultimately, your body will begin to crave the real stuff. Short story here because we are way over time and I do not like to keep you way over time, but I have to tell this. Okay, so I am a cheese girl. I love, absolutely love and adore cheese. I do. It was born in me. I'm telling you, I love cheese. My children love cheese. My hubby, not so much, but oh my gosh, I love it. So one process thing I even grew up with was Cheetos. Who doesn't like Cheetos, especially the crunchy ones? And I can remember my dad, he would go, and after church, we would go, and remember, he was a pastor, so after church, we'd go just to the little store around the corner. At that time, we were living in a really small town, and he would go and maybe grab a loaf of bread if we needed it, and then we would have grilled cheese, and then we would have chips to go with that, and all of us absolutely loved the Cheetos. I mean, it's like, yes, it was like, yes, I know, it was all horribly bad for me, but I love them. Well, now, of course, they've come out with the cheese puffs, and I'm like, oh, I just could remember. Well, I have, since I've been going through my whole tornado and changing my eating and my nutrition and what I put in my body and finding out how food really does make me sick and how it affects everything from my emotions to the way my body responds to how my brain operates, the energy level that I have, even though it's high, it's even higher when I do it right. All of it, and I put it all together, the sum of it, oh my goodness. I took a bite of a cheese puff and I about lost it. It tasted like I was eating a piece of cardboard. I kid you not. I have changed my taste buds that much that I could not even finish it. It literally gagged me. I was like, why did I like these before? What was it? I don't have to have those anymore. Now, sweet treats, different story. I can always use a donut. I mean, I don't do it always because I can't because I'll be really sick. And even my kids say, oh, mom, you'll die. You know, that's kind of their comment, but they know how much it affects my body. Doing this, these nutrition hacks, you're going to begin to find what works for you and what doesn't, okay? With that, going back to number one, your journaling. If you eat something and your body is like, whoa, on fire, you've never felt that energy, you need to make note of that because that's something that your body is craving and needs, okay? Very simple. Okay, if you eat something and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like absolute crud, make note of that. That's one that you probably is a trigger food. You need to stay away from it. Okay, those are things in your journal that you can work on. Now, ultimately here, We've been talking about your kiss the whole time. The Keep It Simple strategy is this. You are creating new taste buds. That's what you're doing here. These nutrition hacks are simply to begin to create new taste buds for you so that when you taste something that you thought you enjoyed, you're not going to enjoy it so much anymore. And that doesn't mean you can't have it once in a while, but in real honesty, if you want to have a life and a body and a mind and a spirit that just soars and is just truly working in its optimal position and the way it was created to be, then you really need to pay attention to this. I promise you, your body's going to change. And we're going to have more on this later, but I wanted to start with very basic nutrition hacks to get on track. All right, I got to throw in this though real quick. Bonus here. Time savers for you. Number one, cook extra for yourself, especially if you're the only one eating that way. So if you are, if like for me, family of seven, okay, I'm cooking. And actually sometimes I cook for the puppy dog too. So yes, because we feed him real food, believe it or not. And so I'm really cooking for eight and we don't count the kitty cats. When you're doing that, if you're the only one in the family who's doing that, you know, eating this way, then cook an extra chicken breast or two so you can have it for other meals, all right? If it's healthy for you, it works for you. If you're making this amazing, you're having fresh green beans, okay? Know how long you can store them and make a little bit more than usual. Why? So you can have that instead, okay? If you love snap peas, oh my goodness, when they're in season, great time to have them. I mean, it's just great eating them raw. Yum, yum, yum. Okay? With a little bit of pink Himalayan salt on it. Yummy. Okay? So cook extra for yourself. And you can either already freeze it. If I can speak, you can go ahead and freeze it. Or you can go ahead and do what? You can just put it in the refrigerator and eat it over the next couple of days. And number two on a bonus is find an area where you keep only your food. If you're the only one eating this way and you're prepping, you don't need your little one coming in and taking the food that you needed, okay? So find a place in your refrigerator that you keep your stuff, okay? If your kids are old enough, you could just tell them that, hey, this is mommy's area. Don't eat this. It's not leftovers for you. I'm doing this for me, okay? If you are working on it and you are truly living a process life, then begin to create a cabinet for yourself within your pantry or your kitchen cabinets, an area that where you can begin to go for healthy things. So like nuts. Oh, nuts are fabulous, okay, to have on hand. So, and maybe your whole grain bread that you want, maybe you only buy a certain amount. You go to the store, you buy some of them, you know, you can actually buy freshly made. And so you don't even have to buy a whole loaf. And so then you can have that there, but the kids aren't going to go and eat it. And probably most likely they're not going to eat it because they're not going to like the taste because it's not as processed. Because we are just a processed society. That's how it is. I hope this has really helped you think about the nutrition and what you're putting in your body. These are simple nutrition hacks to get you back on track. I love you so very much. Please shoot your questions my way. If I can help you, that is what I'm here for. CreateYourNow.com. You can send me an actual voicemail there or feel free to email me at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. Be present, be incredible. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.